Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time. Now it's time for consider-this.ca. My regular weekly co-host is back after his conference last week, Rob Washburn. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave.
Glad to have you back here.
Missed you, Dave.
The conference went well, I trust.
Thank you very much. It did.
Joining us in the studio are representatives of the Hamilton Township Citizens Coalition, or rather the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township. And representing them is their chair, John Davison, as well as Vince McGovern, who is also on the executive. Before we get to the conversation, here is Sly and the Family Stone. We're talking about everyday people. That's what ratepayers are. Here they are. And the Family Stone here on Truly Local Radio Northumberland 89.7. Well, we're all everyday people, and the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township, they represent everyday people, the ratepayers of Hamilton Township. Their goal is to be a united voice for taxpayers, ratepayers, and business community of Hamilton Township. Their goal is to sustain an autonomous, financially stable municipality, to achieve an open and transparent municipal government. Without dialogue, there is no education. As our good friend Pete Fisher always says, education through communication. There is really only one way to educate people, and that is by communicating with them. Now, you can follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/Citizens Council of Hamilton Township, or you can go to their email website, info@cchamiltontownship.twp.ca. That's cchamiltontwp.ca. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Dave.
Lots of stuff to talk about, I'm pretty sure. Now, you guys are going to, unfortunately, have to share that microphone, but you'll get closer together. I mean, you've worked together before, I'm sure.
No close
quarters, holding up picket signs and what have you. You probably have to stand closer together if that's something you guys have even done. Welcome. So I guess we should introduce yourselves. Let's introduce John Davison first. He is the chair of the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Now, what is it that that motivated you to become the chair or to even become a member of the Citizens Council for Hamilton Township?
Well, I was asked by a fellow council member whether I'd consider joining an organized group to oversee the actual function of council. Mm-hmm. And not to be a critic, but just to basically look at it and say, okay, how can we help or assist council in understanding that you have to follow proper process to achieve a goal?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's, I'm sure a lot of citizens are wondering about that. So in your past life, what did you do before?
I was a police officer for 30 years.
Okay. So you know about citizens and, yes. and talking to them, obviously. You've 30 years on the police force, so you got to know a lot of people.
Yes, sure. And I was also 4 years a council member.
Okay.
In so Hamilton Township.
Right. Now, when did you last sit on council?
In 2014.
Okay, so you're a man who knows what you're talking about, Jim, yes. I would understand.
Well, I hope so.
And Vince, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Now, what motivated you to become an executive on the council or to even get part of this group?
Open, transparent governance is a big problem I see in the local township, and that's really what's motivating me to be here. I really like to see questions get answered at the township level, mm-hmm. and realistic answers given, and no more hiding behind the walls anymore. Let's get it out in the open. Let's talk about things.
And you're a longtime resident of Hamilton Township.
20 years.
20 years. Yeah. So. That, I guess that makes you a long-time resident.
Well, I guess.
Unless you talk to some people who've been there generationally.
There you go.
And if you haven't been here for two generations, you're still new. That's apparently what I hear all the time. So what are the big issues right now, then, for the Citizens Council at Hamilton Township? Are you guys focused on anything particular right now, or is it just everything?
Actually, one of our biggest concerns right now is videotaping in the council chambers. A lot of folks, as you know, are both parents are working every day, mm-hmm. and so they can't keep in touch with the local issues on a regular basis. And we feel as a group that videotaping and being able to view it on our own time at nighttime is an important thing. And keeping abreast of all the current issues in the township is important. So,
are you talking live streaming, or are you talking about recorded so that anyone can? Because the problem with live streams often is once the stream's done, that's it.
Correct.
You have to watch it live, or you miss it.
Correct.
Now we here in Cobourg and Port Hope, there's TV Kojiko, which they don't cover you guys, and they do cover Port Hope and Cobourg. But again, if you don't have cable, you don't get access. That's not going up online either. And I think they're talking about putting them online, but I'm not even sure if that's something they've moved ahead with.
Currently, we are doing the group is videotaping, and we're trying to link the sessions to our website, and that's happening as we speak. There has been some movement forward at the council because of the interactions we've had with our local mayor, Mayor Levshin, and council, and we're hoping to see some decisions brought forward. He's promised basically in June some sort of an answer to move forward on that particular matter. So
what's the thing that's holding it up? I'm not quite clear. You said you have already started to videotape with using a camera, and you're posting those up. Is that correct? What's the issue? I'm not clear on what the issue is.
It comes down to a budgetary factor. There's been issues with how much it's going to cost, how it's going to be put up as far as with privacy concerns in place, that sort of thing. Basically, as far as the council goes, we feel that we're getting roadblocked. This has been going on for what, John? Since last July, we kind of first started it then. So,
yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So now you've been doing it. What has there been pushback from council because you guys have set up video in their chamber? Or have they said to you guys shouldn't be here? We don't really appreciate that, or are they just saying, well, if you're going to do it, then we don't need to?
Well, in the past, we've had pushback. Council has been very uncomfortable with us being there videotaping. Mm-hmm. They actually went into a closed session one time, and I think it had a short discussion on this. And I think the train of thought when they came out was, well, what's it going to hurt? So they just let us continue videotaping. There's been no other process mm-hmm. other than that.
Was it ever brought up when you were on council? Was it something that was brought forth by anybody to have it broadcast?
Nobody brought anything forward when I was mm-hmm. on council.
So one of the things that happens with this kind of technology is that the issue of accessibility, that this is widely available. Are you concerned at all that what about those people who live in the township who don't have access, who can't watch it live streamed or can't watch the final product? What are you going to do for them?
Well, there's two things. If we can get it up on our website, there's an opportunity mm-hmm. there. The secondary thing, I guess, is to have the township themselves put it up on their website and have access to it. I'm sure that, we're ratepayers just like everybody else is in the area. If we had to do a thumb drive, especially for some person on a regular basis, I'm sure we could work towards that so that they could actually view the council if, they showed that great of an interest. I'm sure we could do something along those lines.
Have you been getting a lot of viewership, though? Are people watching it? You guys have been posting them, right?
We're in the right at that point right now where we're going to start putting stuff
up. Okay, so you haven't.
We have not officially done it yet.
Because maybe some of the I'm just being a devil's advocate here.
Maybe
some of the reason for the pushback from council has been that they don't want to spend the money because they don't think anyone's going to watch it.
I think that's what the biggest mm-hmm. concern of council is right now. But I feel personally that people will watch it. Mm-hmm. As Vince has already said, you have people that get home at 6 o'clock at night. They're busy. They have kids mm-hmm. going to baseball, basketball, whatever their sports are into.
Lacrosse.
So lacrosse, yes. And also, if they want to later on that evening, if they sit down and say, I think I'll watch that council meeting and see what happened to my neighbor's property mm-hmm. next door. Did they get the severance or didn't get the severance? They can actually go on there, view it, and say, geez, he did get it. That's good. Council did that for him. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a bit of an upbeat to say and it do positive things for council, because in a lot of organizations today, all you hear is negativity. So we'd like to bring out the positive in councils.
Sure, I hear. Now, what about access to minutes, though? I mean, right now, does council not put their meeting minutes up? Are those accessible right now?
Yes, they are accessible, but at the very time when the council is going on, there is the clerk is taking the minutes.
Right.
The minutes don't come up till the following month at the next council meeting to be passed.
They're not
therefore,
ready
then
the next
they're
day.
Made public.
Right.
Until that time, you have a whole month reprieve where you can't view them. So mm-hmm. therefore, if it was up on the site, people would automatically know within seconds.
So, Dave, this is really interesting because we've talked about this before, and mm-hmm. I think it's a really relevant thing, and that is that we sort of have this 19th century view of how politics should take place in rural Ontario, and that is that there's a special time and there's a special place that we need to be, and that if we aren't there at that place at that time, then we don't get to participate in our democracy.
That's right. Yep.
And I'm just wondering what you guys think. I mean, this seems to me like a logical step. You fought very hard, almost a year, to get it in place. But is it the only step? Is there something more that they can be doing in terms of the use of social media like Twitter and Facebook and other things to create a more conversational, almost an ongoing conversation with citizens, so that, as you were saying, John, if I've got to take my kid to lacrosse and I can't be at a meeting or there is some input on some decision, that there are many channels rather than just the one or two that seem to exist currently. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're correct in what you're saying. There's many avenues that council could take to bring to light the fact of what is happening in council. There's Twitter. If you have an issue that's come up and you want to let a council member know that you're opposed to it or you're positively for it, then why can't you not send them a quick message saying, I'm for that, what you're going to just vote on? Mm-hmm. And that gives them a little more stigma to say, okay, the public is behind us, therefore we can pass it. Or negatively say, no, we can't do it because they're against it. So it gives that instantaneous response. And this is what councils, I think, across the province of Ontario are very afraid of. They're afraid of having the public involved because they were elected as representatives of the public. Mm-hmm. And that's how they still perceive it. But the public is still the taxpayer, and the taxpayer still holds all the money, and they should be saying, okay, we want decisions made that are going to be positive towards what's happening and not negative.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion of the website for the township?
I've said it in the past.
Maybe I better answer that.
Well, I'll include you, Vince, but I think the biggest thing that I find right now that it needs advancement. Mm-hmm. It's very...
arcane?
If you want to put it that way, yes, it's very well put. It has to be updated. Mm-hmm. It is something that I find, if you go on there, you can't find what you're looking for. It doesn't have a direction that says, okay, here's what I'm looking for. I can positively say, click on it, and I'm there.
Right.
Right now, you have to search and basically destroy before you can go any further. So,
well, I think Rob's point of about 19th century viewpoints, because, you know, you raised a good point. Councillors are like, well, we were elected. We were elected to be able to make the decisions, so people should trust us. But, you know, maybe 100 years ago, when we didn't have access to information like we do now, it was very easy to get people to trust you. Nowadays, trust is earned. It's just not, it's not guaranteed at the ballot box. People may have voted for you, but there's no guarantee from that vote that they're going to trust everything you do. So the reality is, in our modern world, where everyone wants immediate gratification, they want to know that the decisions you're making are in their best interest. They're not just going to take your word for it, and they're not going to wait a month later to find out if that is, in fact, the case. Now, we do have a caller on line one, so we are going to take that call. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Hello.
Now,
how are
you? I know you live in Hamilton Township, don't you?
Yes, I do, actually.
And so, welcome to the show. You have any questions or comments for these gentlemen?
The comment that I wish to make is, in addition to what you guys are talking about, minutes bother me because they're not exactly what was said. Okay, in the minutes, you could ask a counselor mm-hmm. why they spent X number of dollars on a trip that didn't seem necessary. And in the minutes, it would come up, Joe Blow asked a financial question. Okay, it doesn't come up. It doesn't have to be recorded as exactly that was what was said.
So it's just an interpretation of what was said is what you're saying.
Well, it's not a... Evidently, there is some rule that says you can get away with doing stuff like that. I'm not sure what the rules of law are on that. But it's just a case of I would like to see a more accurate actual recording of minutes, questions from the public, what was actually said.
Mm-hmm. You would rather see, Vince McGovern here, Ed, you would rather see a non-watered-down version, basically, right?
Yeah, when somebody says to Counselor X, what'd you do with the money? It shouldn't just be listed as a financial question to counsel.
You want to hear the actual answer, and that.
Yeah, I want to hear the. Well, I want to.
I
want to
know the question was.
Yeah. But I want to know what the question was.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah,
that financial question. What was that financial question?
Well, that's a good point, Ed. Thanks.
That's it.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the support, Ed.
Bye.
So there you see. Again, that is just another example of a voter out there who is saying, you know, we're willing to trust people. All right, and I know that from talking to Ed, but you still want to know what people are saying. What was the question? What was the question? Why did that prompt that answer? In a lot of cases, I know that from reviewing the minutes from Coburg as well. It's the same thing. You get, if you will, a redacted version of the question, and if you will, a sanitized version of the answer. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with our guests today. Our guests are Vince McGovern and John Davison of the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township. We will be.